23 hours.
In Kapirin Bonshi complain over salary delays. Kanyama residents have been mourning worsening water shortages. And in African news, the U.S. sanctions a Tanzanian police official over torture of rights activists. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. Some Tanzania-Zambia Railways authorities at Azara employees in Kapirimbonji have once again complained over delays in receiving their monthly salaries. One affected female employee says workers are disappointed that their situation has not improved despite positive statements being issued by government officials regarding the company's operations. The employee further questioned whether workers are being adequately represented, stating that their concerns continue to remain unresolved. The workers have acknowledged the ongoing infrastructure development taking place around the work premises, but say equal attention must be given to employee welfare to ensure consistency in salary payments.
How they said it, well, like once the Chinese come, we start getting paid on time. That is not happening. We still have to wait for 3 months, and of which they have to be followed for them to respond. And as it is now, they are saying the situation has worsened, because even when the union go there to their offices, they are being kept, maybe they will stay there for a month just to push for time. That's when they will reduce the salary. So as it is now, 2 months gone, no salary. Next month, usually give us after 3 months. So that is not normal. And looking at the Chinese, yes, they have signed, and they promise us that once they come, things will change. But as it is, the Chinese are on the ground, they have started doing their projects, we have seen their building, they are saying it's offices and the warehouses, but for us.
Residents of Lusaka's Kanyama constituency are appealing to the government to urgently resolve the persistent water shortages that have left households struggling for nearly 2 weeks. Prettiness Malambo says many families have been forced to buy bottled water for cooking and other daily needs, a situation she describes as costly and unsustainable. Ms. Malambo told Common Ready News that the situation only started improving after a local businessman stepped in to assist affected families. The residents say the continued shortage of clean water is affecting many households in the densely populated constituency and are calling for a lasting solution from government and utility providers.
I'm coming from Kanyama. Okay. I'm talking of the challenges which are happening in Kanyama. Water challenges. Drainages and crops. Okay. Don't have running water, don't have tap water here in Kanyama. Okay. That's only challenges which are happening here in Kanyama.
Some school-going children in Lusaka Zungombe compound have welcomed government's decision to entrench a free primary and a secondary education into law, describing education as the greatest gift a parent can give to a child. The Nenas told Common Ready News that education remains the best equalizer in society and commended government for demonstrating commitment to national development through the free education policy. They also encouraged their fellow pupils to remain focused on their studies and stay away from harmful behaviors such as drug and alcohol abuse. Zambia introduced a free education in 2021, and the policy has now been backed by law in line with Sustainable Development Goal 4 on quality education.
I just want to thank the president for the enactment of free education in school. Now we can go to school from preschool to secondary without paying anything.
An opportunity to go to school without paying anything.
I just want to encourage my fellow teachers to concentrate on their education.
Now free education is low.
Let's concentrate on our studies and this not to involve ourselves in bad behaviors.
Concentrate in our studies. Advise my fellow pupils to work hard and not to involve in bad behaviors.
A senior advisor to Chief Shaibila of Chalata area in Mukushi district, Lloyd Mwape, has called on small-scale farmers to remain hardworking and committed to improving agricultural production in their communities. Speaking during the Chalata Block Agriculture and Commercial Show held at Kolonga Secondary School, Mr. Mwape encouraged farmers to take agriculture seriously, saying hard work in the sector can help improve household incomes and strengthen food security in the area. He further urged the cooperatives and farmers attending agriculture shows not to focus only on winning prizes, but to use such events as opportunities to learn modern farming methods and exchange knowledge with fellow farmers. Mr. Mwape said embracing new agricultural practices can help farmers increase their productivity and contribute to community development. We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Chokako, bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana mabwana. Ni phone ya gula.
Manje, wizi balola maximati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Ungankale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN.